Good morning, everybody. So good to have you at Mass. It's like to see you growing in your behavior at Mass, because we're in God's house. I'm proud of you as you continue to grow. Today, you know, we heard some, the first gospel was, the first reading was a little tricky, maybe, about the temple. Anybody know what the temple was? Yep, Wesley. The house of God. Where was it?
In Jerusalem.
Good. Was it always there? No. What happened to it?
It was built,
and then what happened?
People used it.
Yep. Then what happened? It was destroyed. Their temple, their house, was gone. And what we heard today was coming back 7 years after it was destroyed to be rebuilt. Okay? So that was kind of the nut of the first reading today. What I wanna ask you today, and just here, what's your experience of moving? If you've moved to a different house or a different place, I'll start quick. All right. So I was born in McGregor, Minnesota. We had a town in McGregor, kitty corner to the school. We then were able to live in a house on Big Sandy Lake. It was very blessed to live on a lake. Okay. Then I went to college, and I had a dormitory for 1 year. I then was blessed to live in a house for 3 years. Then I went to college, and it was like every other year I was moving all the time. And then I lived in Duluth for 2 years, and now this is now the second longest time I've been in a house. And even though we had two different houses in town. Okay, so it's different to move chain, you know, and just moving where you're living. So what are some of your stories of moving from a house?
I'm going to move.
Where are you going to move?
On the lake.
On the lake?
Too.
In a red house on the lake.
Oh, yeah? You're still living in this area, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to move.
Praise God. You know, when I was saying that, I was moving from the rectories. Somebody thought I was moving as in I was leaving. And I'm like, that's why you don't gossip. You gotta know your facts. Cindy, praise God you're not moving somewhere else, but in the area.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else? Where do you live? Yep.
I was born in Laredo, Texas.
Yeah.
And we moved to International Falls.
That's a long moving place. And why did you guys move?
We could fry an egg on the sidewalk.
What?
We could literally fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Oh, you're right. So it's so hot down there, you could take an egg and make breakfast, basically, right? That's a good one. Anybody else want to just share? Yep.
So you're eating eggs.
The kindergartners.
So eating eggs.
What do we say? Have you ever moved?
Some
more? What? Yeah? You moved up to that. You're right. Kind of? Yes. Yep. Alright, so what I want to share is because we've heard about how important it is to love the fact that we can be in God's house. Alright? Now, in our families and with friends and relatives, if we move somewhere, change, you know, some things, we had to make different decisions, you know, different bedrooms, different kitchens, whatever. But here's the kernel. That no matter where you move, God has a house. Like, we're in that right now. And so if you're not in International Falls, you can go to a little corner. And I'm not just saying our Catholic churches, or other churches that you might go to, that you can go around the whole world and find God's house, a church. And that's amazing, because I've been around the world, and I've been able to see the same peacefulness, the same mass, the same people, different cultures, but I always know that I have a house. Even though my physical house might change like it has in my life many different times, this house is around the world, and that's awesome. Please stand as we'll offer our intercession this morning.